I'm not sure it's contrasting feelings. It's obviously one feeling, disappointment, because ultimately we've our season's ended tonight. Yeah, it's listen, I don't think it's time really for inquests and things like that. Fundamentally, we've lost the game, and I truly believe that over the course of the season you get what you deserve, and we've not been good enough, so we dust ourselves down. And for me, it only makes you more desperate, maybe the wrong word, but more keen to get success. And hopefully it's the same for the players in there. Like I say, I've experienced both sides of this in terms of elation of winning and disappointment of losing. You have to remember these experiences and use them as a positive.
You said before the game that they would empty the tank, and they certainly did that tonight.
Well, I can't fault them for effort. The big disappointment for me is that our season's been defined tonight by things that we can control, and that's the biggest disappointment. Like I say, if we control the variables that we can look after, then you've got half a chance. I think that, like I say, the biggest disappointment for us is that ultimately we've lost ourselves the game by two ridiculously poor goals, and gave ourselves a mountain to climb. We spoke again about the start of the game being important. Got ourselves one step up, and the second half we're on the front foot. But like I say, we've given ourselves too much to do in the first 20 minutes.
Was that the key, really? Obviously, they got those two goals inside the first 18 minutes, and you're playing, you know, a chasing game after that, and it's always difficult in playoff football.
Yeah, listen, I think the way things, again, daft as it sounds, obviously was going behind and then scoring changes the momentum and puts the momentum in our favour, to be fair, and then you're on the front foot. We obviously changed system in the second half and put players on the pitch, and had more of the ball. Just didn't quite have that little bit of luck, little bit of quality to get an equaliser. But like I said, I'm really proud of what they've done and what they've achieved. We've said all the time around, regardless of what happens, going back in with any regrets, without any regrets. Sorry. I don't think we can do that tonight. I think there's certainly regrets from, like I say, from my point of view, because of the manner of the goals we've conceded. We've shot ourselves in the foot, and ultimately not been able to get it back.
Well, those players who were trying to get the game back, I thought Lewis Montrose was immense in midfield tonight, though.
Listen, like I say, I can't fault the effort of any of them. They've had a right go. Like I said, the disappointment of the manner of the goals. Every single one of them have given everything, and that's all you can ask. But we've got to be more experienced. We've players out there with lots of experience, and to concede two headed goals, uncontested headed goals in the first 20 minutes of the game is not great, and ultimately that's the thing that's cost us the game. Like I say, great reaction, the goal that we scored, again a corner that we'd worked on, worked really well, and they've had a right goal. We just haven't been able to get that second one to extend the game.
We just get the fact, feeling finally, Dave, of fact, talking to you for the last few minutes here, that you're already storing this sort of memory for the push for next season, that the journey you've been on has been extraordinary, and it's not going to end because of tonight.
No, you've got to. You again, experience, whether they be good or bad, have to be learning instances, and that's the case. It's happened before when we've lost games, you've lost playoff games. I think it's important that you watch other teams, celebrate, and because again, we said during the week, there's no better way of getting promoted than through the playoffs in like a cup competition, if you like. But there's no worse way of your season ending, and unfortunately, like I say, our season's ended tonight. But we, like I say, it's not the end of the world. Hopefully, it makes us more motivated to, I suppose, evolve through the summer, correct or right the wrongs from this season, and have another go next season. Like I say, it's only going to get tougher. It will season upon season, but there should be plenty of belief in there that we can compete.
Hard luck tonight, Dave, but congratulations on a brilliant season.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.